I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. A 5.4-acre piece of land in Shady Lake Park will be put on the market as the Ouachita Parish Police Jury voted unanimously Tuesday night to approve the sale. The property was appraised and is valued at $70,000. An ordinance states the minimum bid accepted for the property will be $70,000. Police Jury President Scotty Robinson says the sale will be conducted through a sealed bidding process and bids are due to the jury by March 26th. Robinson says he has received several calls from potential buyers for the property, but none of them laid out any plans for what they would do with the site. Revenue from the sale will offset a purchase by the jury of a similar property in the area. The city of Monroe will once again be the site for the 2015 Association of Christian Educators State Basketball Championships beginning Friday at Fant Ewing Coliseum on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Monroe. The two-day tournament will conclude on Saturday night with the crowning of state champions for varsity and junior varsity levels of girls and boys basketball. The tournament is making a return trip to the region after a successful debut in 2014 that saw more than 1,000 people come to the region for the tournament. A recent report by the Schott Foundation for Public Education shows the black male high school graduation rates in Louisiana trails whites by 16 points. For the 2012-13 school year, only 53% of black male students graduated compared to 69% of white males. Foundation President John Jackson says these numbers are reason for concern.
Especially considering the large percentage of black males that are enrolled in the public school system, and to have such a poor outcome really limits their opportunity to learn and to succeed.
The disparity between blacks and white males in Louisiana is smaller than a national gap of 21%. The report also shows eighth grade proficiency rates are another reason for alarm. Jackson says 29% of white males in the state were proficient in eighth grade reading and math compared to just 9% of black males. Abita Brewing Company has announced their craft brewed root beer is now available in cans. Louisiana Radio Network's Michelle Southern has more on the latest announcement.
Abita President David Blossman says it's the same great old-fashioned root beer they've been making for years, but now you can get it in portable, recyclable 12-pack aluminum cans.
For boating and camping, even tailgating.
He says ever since they launched Abita Beer in cans, people have been asking for their root beer to be in cans too, including his own family. Blossman says their root beer continues to be one of their most popular drinks they sell.
It's unique in that we use only 100% Louisiana cane sugar in it.
He says it'll also continue to be sold in 6-pack glass bottles. Michelle Southern reporting.
This is KEDM News.